this all sounds good from the point of view of the way the course is set up, but I'm wondering if you might want to add a note, and you could probably just do it only at the in unit one, like just a note at the bottom about the not graded units, you know, what they're going to find there and how they will get feedback from the computer. And then also on the graded stuff, you know, how they'll know how they're being graded by the computer and the basis on which you give partial credit. Like if you just added a little text at the bottom of that first page and said this will be true in every future unit, that would probably clear up any confusion the students might have.
Okay, great suggestion. I will be sure to do that today. And I was thinking about doing that, what you suggested, perhaps here in the live classroom as sort of a demonstration, but you know, that might be too much clicking and trying to get into the live classroom on the first week or so. So I might just go ahead and do a text explanation, as you were saying.
Yeah, I think that that's fine. You know, it's always, I'm really finding this now that we have so many new tools available, and they're cool and they're fun, but there is a point at which I'm worried that my course is getting too busy and too cluttered. And, you know, so it's a judgment call. And I agree, in the first week, you don't want them to be too overwhelmed. I also think, you know, it's a good course. I am not trying to be overly critical here. I have no doubts about what I'm supposed to do. It's crystal clear to me. So students are not going to get lost here. I'm just thinking about those questions that they're likely to post on the discussion board. I always try to anticipate them and put them on the page. And I think they might just wonder how they're being graded.
No, I think that's an excellent recommendation because, yes, I'm sure part of their course orientation quiz is that they have to post discussion on the Spanish Cafe discussion board. But as you said, you know, if I can clear it up or clarify again here, that's always a positive step, you know, and as a student, you want to know how you're being evaluated.